This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, you know, this is interesting. Remember there was the woman who had received a anesthesia-free C-section. Remember, she went into, she had, I guess she was given an epidural when she was in labor. And I don't understand the timeline, because usually we don't give the epidural until you're dilated a certain amount, when we think, you know, because we don't want the epidural wearing off. But it sounds like the next day, during active labor, the baby starts to crump and they have to do an emergency C-section. But their anesthesiologist wasn't called. Or the anesthesiologist was called but wasn't responding to the calls. And so there's two stories. And so the doctor has to save the baby, so goes in and starts cutting. So they strap the mom down. Well, we come to find out, according to the fiancé, that the hospital gave her a $25 gift card and apologized to her. And I guess that's all she got. So a California mom is suing the hospital for allegedly performing an anesthesia-free C-section. I was crying because I was scared. I didn't know what was going on. I was laying there. And obstetrician Dr. Sandra Lopez was like, we just have to do it. That's when I felt them cut me open. Nurses were holding me down. I could feel her cutting me in with her hands, opening me. That's when I passed out. Yeah, I hope that always happens to me. If, God forbid, I'm in, you know, like you'll watch The Walking Dead or you'll watch Mission Impossible and you're like, okay, if something happens to me really, really bad, I hope I pass out. And then, you know, like it's all over, you know, and I'm looking at a really good looking, you know, Henry Cavill. Oh my gosh, I saw Mission Impossible. Very cool, very cool. But we'll go. But I want to talk about this gift card. So her name, the patient, is Delfina Mota, 26 years old. She filed a lawsuit against her doctors in the Tri-City Medical Center in Oceanside. She had given birth July 13th, and she alleges that the hospital staff were careless and negligent in not administering anything to numb the pain of an emergency C-section, which, again, shouldn't happen. So Mota and her fiancé, Paul Ihenacor, if I'm pronouncing that right, all right, are suing. And she says that Dr. David Steve had administered the epidural to numb her from the waist down, and she was given Pitocin to help advance her labor. But her blood pressure dropped, and the baby's heart rate was difficult to read, so they had to do an emergency C-section. Again, I'm not sure, again, why we didn't have additional anesthesia. That doesn't make any sense. So, after she had the surgery, I think it's now been, you know, I'm not know how many months. I mean, she said she gave birth July 13th, but in this article they're talking about 8 months, which doesn't make any sense. But trying to smooth it over, the hospital gave them a $25 gift card to the gift shop. They gave her a $25 gift card to the gift shop. And then they also gave her a double room. They said, sorry for what happened, here's a gift certificate. So, obviously, they're in shock. The baby looks absolutely adorable. All right, but look, I'm really having a problem here with this whole timeline. This article says this happened July 13th. Yet, the baby is 4 months old, and I'm looking at an Instagram from March. So, I think somebody's messing up with the timeline here in the article. But, $25 gift card. Now, some people would say, look, they saved the baby's life. Okay? You know, when emergencies happen, mom's alive, baby's alive, let it go. I don't know. I mean, I told you I had that case where, you know, there was a little girl who was sick, Mom brings her in as a new patient to me. So I run a blood count. The blood count's kind of low. And so then I run an HIV test, and then the HIV is positive. And this was a little girl that had had a transfusion years prior, I believe as a baby. So Mom had no idea that she had HIV this whole time. So luckily we got her in with the HIV specialist, a good pediatrician, etc. And I guess Mom had gotten a bill for $14 or $28. I don't remember. I remember it wasn't much. I think it was $14. And the mom had a fit, stopped coming, was mad. And I'm like, okay, I just diagnosed your daughter. I don't care about the bill. Fine. But, you know, on one end, you're like, okay, look, you know, we saved your baby's life. On the other end, you know, like in this case, okay, that's a big cluster that somebody had to be cut open while, awake. So both she and her fiancé are seeking $5 million in damages. And the hospital says, we don't normally comment on pending litigation. The patient's public discussion of the care she received during her emergency C-section compels us to address this outrageous allegation. The patient was administered anesthesia prior to the surgery. We are pleased that the baby is healthy and happy. Well, then if she did receive the anesthesia, appropriate anesthesia, why did they have to give her a gift card? And by the way, you know, these gift cards, I think gift cards are great gifts to give to people. But I find it just very self-serving when you give a gift card to your own store in hopes that the $25 isn't enough and they'll spend more money. Really? You kidding me? Really? So, in the future, how do you prevent this from happening? You can't. I mean, going through a pregnancy is one of the scariest things I know I've ever had to deal with. And I really feel bad for the guys because I think they want to be the ones in childbirth. I really do. You know, because they guys don't like to stand around and not be able to do anything. Right? Guys like to do something. And so I know my husband, he was just beside himself, seeing me in pain and going through all that. But as a pregnant woman, everybody thinks, oh, pregnant women are all happy and they're, you know, happy that their boobies got bigger and they get to wear maternity clothes and all that. No, we are not only horrified by the way we look, but we are scared to death at that light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the end of the tunnel of you giving birth, but you know you are going to be hit with one hell of a whammy when that happens. And it's just nothing that we really look forward to. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mandy, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so how many of you guys think beards are sexy? How many of you are just really into beards? You know, If Michael Fassbender, I think Michael Fassbender in one of the Magneto X-Men movies, he was like lumberjacking or something and he had a beard. It was sexy. I like a little scruff. But I gotta say, I'm turned on by a lot of things. I'm turned on by men who have hair, men who don't have hair, you know, bald men, tall men. I could be turned on by basically any guy, especially if he's in a fireman or, you know, cop uniform. But I'm not as big, I'm not saying you're not sexy, but I'm not as big on big bushy beards. I'm just not. And think it's because of the way you look. I think you guys can look really, really sexy. But I think instinctively I knew that there's a lot of bacteria on them. And I guess we have a study from the Manchester University where 47% of beards contained fecal matter. And the fecal matter had bacteria that is obviously pretty pathogenic. So, excuse me, the study was co-authored by Fragrance Direct and found despite cleaning habits of study participants, Enterococcus was found on 47% of beards that were swabbed and cultured. Now, Enterococcus is, right, caca. No, that's really not where caucus came. Caucus is round, so you have streptococci, gonococci. So, gonococci. Yeah, so caucus is like these little round bacteria. They're really cute. Little cute, they. But enterococcus means it comes from the enteric or the inside or the gut. And we also find out the feces. And there's over 17 different types of enterococcus species. But the most common is Enterococcus faecalis and Enterococcus faecium. Now, if you get this, any of those, you could get a bladder infection, you could get an infection in the abdomen, you could get an infection in the pelvis, you could get a wound infection, blood infection, sepsis. It's just, it could be bad. Now, this isn't the first time we heard that beards can be dirty. There was a study done in 2015 by Quest Diagnostics in New Mexico in which a microbiologist swabbed beards and grout cultures just for poops and giggles, and he found bacteria that commonly colonize our colon. And so, you know, what's going on here? Well, I think a lot of us can kind of figure out, all right? One way to get feces or bacteria from feces on your beard is having your face near a tissue. Now, I mean, I look through binoculars. I mean, I'll come up and kiss the cats. You know, but my face is not really near somebody's butt. It may happen, though, right, during oral sex, if he's performing that, and then something is getting on the beard. And remember, science is not rocket science, okay? You know, when things happen in science, it's not because we're super smart and there's a lack of logic. I mean, we could explain almost everything, and whatever we can't explain, we say, well, that's God or nature. So we pretty much have an answer for everything, right? And bacteria, once it gets on the beard, so if, you know, you are in that air vicinity, and something decides to hop on, like, you know, like a Tarzan, vine, right? The bacteria will do that. Bacteria jump. They don't care. They have fun. Especially little baby bacteria. Yeah, you got the mommy and daddy bacteria, and you got little baby bacteria. Well, not that mommy and daddy bacteria mate. They usually divide. But you can have mommy types of bacteria. You got daddy types of bacteria. Then you got the little baby bacteria. The little baby cocci. You know, the dad's like, what are you doing? Dad, just swing it over here. We'll stay put. But you said to spread. So I can keep an eye on you. Okay, just over here, Daddy. And then the beard goes away, and the beard takes the cocci, the enterococci in this particular case. So, also remember, beard hair offers a nice, warm, moist shelter. Hey, it makes sense. So, Fragrance Direct, who co-authored this, co-sponsored it, so you kind of wonder if they have beard shampoo, recommends to shampoo your beard. They say caring for your beard is essential for its health, helping it stay fresh to keep the bacteria at bay. Everyone knows to shampoo their hair, but beards need some attention too. Men should use beard shampoo when they shower along with conditioner afterwards. Conditioning a beard. That's got to be cool. So if you're going to run your fingers through someone's beard, you might want to sanitize them afterwards. So here's my thing. Okay, I'm not here to tell you guys to not enjoy sex. But understand that you're doing things that aren't necessarily what your bodies were designed to do. You know, I mean, I told you guys kind of the evolution of, you know, pelvic hair, right? Pubic hair and stuff. I mean, women have like a triangle. Men have a triangle too. shape. Yeah, don't shave for a few weeks. You'll see it's kind of triangular, right? And that's because it's in nature, it's an arrow. You know, you have somebody sitting there and, you know, she's, I don't know, by the, you know, tree of forbidden fruit. You know, so Adam, that's kind of what happened. So, you know, Adam was made, you know, and Adam was, you know, a beautiful, you know, human being. You know, God made man in his own image. But Adam didn't know what to do with himself. You know, and, you know, there's, you know, bison running around and there's plants. And I guess, you know, he was waiting for somebody to serve him, right? So God's like, all right, well, we got to make a woman. So then God made Eve. Now Eve looks at Adam and goes, what the hell are you doing sitting around? Get off your butt. He's like, woman, please feed me. He's like, I got to feed you? But is that my job? Man, this is bull crap. So anyway, she goes, there's a piece of fruit. So she goes and grabs a piece of fruit. And it just happened to be a piece of forbidden fruit. And she gives it to Adam. And Adam's like, what the hell is this? She's like, he said, you want to eat? You're grumpy when you don't eat. Your sugar's low. I'm not putting up with this. He's like, well, I don't want to eat this. It's you know, not beef. It's not meat. Cook me some meat, woman. She's like, I don't know if we're supposed to cook the meat. I don't know what the hell we're supposed to do. So you had two pieces. Yes. You didn't read Genesis? Oh my gosh, it's word for word in Genesis like that. Word for word. So then, they're like, okay, well, you know, we got to have sex. She's like, maybe. So, well, how are we supposed to do that? So there's arrows. So the body has arrows. And, you know, a woman's breasts, very interesting. They're kind of like little stop signs. If you see breasts, they look like eyes. Right? They're kind of like eyes. And so eyes are very attractive in nature. So male cavemen was like going around. They're like, whoa, she's got some big eyes. It's like, don't be looking at my eyes. Look at my face. And some big eyes. And it tells you to stop. You stop when you see eyes. So a woman's body is designed to have sex. No, so are guys, too. That's why we're supposed to propagate. That's what animals do. And so when the two first people, Adam and Eve, my guess is Adam and Eve were the first two people to have sex, unless she was really mad at him for not getting off his butt and, you know, killing the spider or doing whatever he's supposed to do. But remember, they didn't have a mother-in-law, so my guess is their sex life was really robust because there was no in-laws. So, where do you go? So the body actually has arrows. You go here. You do this. And it just ends up being natural and instinctive. All of a sudden, I think it was 1962, people started to do weird things with their mouth, and I guess, I don't know, they decided to not face each other. There were all these other, like, weird, you know, things, and they wrote a book, The Joy of Sex. And I, as a kid, was looking at this going, wait a second. Really? I don't know. But the thing is then you're putting yourself at risk for some other things. You know, if you actually have sex the way nature intended, you're probably not going to get HPV-related throat cancer. You're probably not going to harbor super gonorrhea in the mouth. I'm sorry to have to be very pungent about it, but, you know, we do a lot of things, and that's fine. I mean, maybe, you know, we have certain tastes. I mean, I tell my husband to dress up like Michael Fassbender. We all have our tastes and fetishes. That's totally fine. But keep in mind that if you do have your face in a certain area of the body, clean it off. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky's in Moscow, meeting with Russian officials and members of Russia's Foreign Relations Committee. He says it's very important that diplomacy continue.
And those who believe in either country that we should not have diplomacy are greatly mistaken.
Reporters did ask Paul whether he raised the subject of Russian meddling in U.S. elections with his Russian counterparts. The senator said that was not the issue at hand at the time. The death toll in Northern California's car fires up to 7 as a utility crew member was killed near Redding while doing repair work yesterday. Authorities in Venezuela say 6 people are in custody in connection with an alleged assassination attempt on the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro over the weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so, drug fatalities have now soared. They said in the last 5 years by 41%. And so many deaths are including prescription drugs. Not only prescription drugs, those that were initially spawned by prescription drug use, then later acquired illegally, like heroin, fentanyl, etc. So officials are warning that this painkiller fentanyl is soaring because it's readily available on the dark web and it's cheap. And they're even mixing it with heroin. Many people if the fentanyl isn't enough, let's add heroin to it. They also say cocaine deaths have also hit record highs. You don't hear much about cocaine. Cocaine was really big in the 80s, and you don't really hear a lot, you know, a lot. I mean, actually, I mean, it sounds like more people are doing. Yeah, remember, cocaine was really big in the 80s and 90s, and then meth was big in the 90s and 2000s, and, you know, you had Breaking Bad, and, you know, now we don't hear a lot about meth, a lot about cocaine, even though they exist. And they're still very much sought after. But what's hitting the news is fentanyl, opioids. People love the way they feel on that. But they say cocaine deaths have also hit record high. Low prices, right? Less demand, more supply drives down price. So you're going to see narcotics go up in price. That's not going to be good. They say that it is easier to get cocaine now than ordering a pizza. You know, it's interesting. My son was at a summer party and, you know, heard one kid talk about, oh, yeah, guys, if you need anything, I know the guy and blah, blah, blah. And he starts talking about some random guy. And, you know, my son was talking to me. He's like, you know, look, I just find the whole thing odd. It's one bad thing to go and get drugs from another student. But these people are now seeking out these older individuals who are selling to kids. And, I, I don't know the name, otherwise I would have called the police. You know, nobody got the name. But, you know, it's just, there's, one, there's a demand, there's a market. B, there's people that get it. I don't know how they get it. They do. And they very easily sell it. And apparently it's easier to get the, I mean, when I went to school, I remember some kids had some. And I remember I was offered on my way home from the bus stop, somebody opened up a little, it looked like a vitamin bottle. You know those white opaque vitamin bottles? And they opened it up and they showed me, I remember white powder, and I remember seeing a blade, a razor blade in there. And I was really naive. I was 13 years old. And I'm like, oh gosh, that looks sharp. I'm like, no, I don't want it. And they didn't call it Coke or anything like that. They called it something else. And they asked if I wanted to try it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, no, there's like, you know, something sharp in there. No, no, thank you. And I walked home, and then, you know, later I was like, oh, dude, somebody was offering me Coke. But, yeah, it was in, like, a little vitamin bottle, like a little Centrum bottle. So there's a whole variety of ways people hide the stuff, and it's, I mean, you guys know more than I. I'm naive compared to, you know, the average person. But we're looking at deaths rising, and whether it's death by teenager, by young millennial, older individuals, we're having some major changes to our life expectancy. And the more people die, right, you know, for some stupid reason, the more it lowers our life expectancy. Ian Hamilton, a drug researcher at York University, said more people now die due to drugs than as a result of fatal accidents. So what are the most common drugs responsible for deaths? Heroin and morphine, number one, methadone, which we use to help get people off narcotics, tramadol. See, I have been very cautiously embracing of tramadol. Tramadol, I believe, is a Schedule 4, so it's not as highly controlled as some of the other narcotics and opioids. But when the pharmaceutical companies in the 90s were coming out, this, in the early 2000s, discussing Ultram, and tramadol is a generic for Ultram, I'm like, well, it's like a narcotic. It acts like a narcotic. Yeah, but it's not a narcotic. I go, but it acts like one, right? It takes the shape and form of one, and it triggers the receptor in the brain, so you feel like you have a narcotic. Yeah, but it's not a narcotic. I go, okay, but can you still get addicted to it? Yeah, but not like a narcotic. And I've seen people addicted to tramadol. In fact, you almost wonder if you see more people getting addicted to these because they are weaker. So somebody, you know, tries, sometimes, you know, somebody tries it like, okay, well, that's not enough. Well, take two or take three. So don't underestimate tramadol. I told you I had that, you know, older lady, I think she was 65, in her 60s, coming in having diarrhea and, you know, gastrointestinal issues. And she goes, you know, so I work her up for acute gastroenteritis. And she goes, and she was a new patient. She goes, by the way, I need a refill. And I go, of what? They didn't say you're on any medicines. Oh, tramadol. I'm not on any medicines right now, but I take Ultram. I need a refill of that. I go, really? She goes, yeah, I ran out. And I go, when did you run out? A couple days ago. And how often do you take it? Oh, I take it every day for my arthritis. So her GI symptoms, her diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, body aches, had nothing to do with a bug or food poisoning, even though we still ruled it out. It was because she was withdrawing from not getting her tramadol. Other drugs responsible for deaths is codeine, fentanyl, cocaine, amphetamine, ecstasy, MDMA. Cannabis is involved in drug deaths. Certain psychoactive substances not yet defined. So I'm wondering if they're talking about spice and these fake marijuanas. Any benzodiazepine, so benzodiazepine like Valium, Xanax, etc. Zolpidem, which is Ambien, any antidepressant, any antipsychotic, and Tylenol. All right, so what does that mean for you or I? It means don't think you're not going to be one of these numbers. If you wake up in the morning and you take a painkiller, then you have to go to work and you're nervous, so you take a Valium. Then you take another painkiller or you pop some extra Tylenol. Then, it's kind of late in the day, you feel a little edgy, so you take another Valium or Xanax or Klonopin. Then at nighttime, you have some alcohol, you have some drinks. Then you take another pain pill. Then maybe you take some Ambien to sleep. You could be, that could be you. So, we really over-medicate. You know, in the 80s, we were afraid to medicate. We were like, oh, no, that's a crutch. Then all of a sudden, the 90s and 2000s, it was like, look, no labels anymore. Who cares if you have to take a medication? And I agree with that. Just because you have to be on Prozac doesn't mean you need to be, you know, bullied and stereotyped. So what? Your serotonin's low. You need Prozac. It's not a big deal. It shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't be bullied by it or stigmatized by it. The problem is the people who are like, look, no pain, no gain, or, you know, I got this, instead are like, well, no, then I will take a Xanax. Fine, I need Xanax. Fine, I need Klonopin. Fine, I need Tramadol. And they keep going to the medication to the point where, okay, now I need it. How do you stop this? We can't change our attitudes about medications. They're easy to get and, you know, life is getting harder and harder for people who really don't know what hard life is. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Speak. speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 233 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 233 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-33 to 350-350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got another Ebola outbreak just days after the most recent one was called off, saying, oh, okay, outbreak's done. I'm like, don't say that, please, don't say that. And unfortunately, we're being told that now 33 people are feared dead in the latest fresh Ebola outbreak. Although we have only heard officially from the Democratic Republic Congo that there's been three deaths. But apparently we're being told that it's probably a lot more. So a mass vaccination campaign will begin this week to stem the outbreak. This comes 2 weeks after the DRC declared the end of another one. So virologists feared that the outbreak was reminiscent of the 2014 Ebola pandemic. As you know, that decimated West Africa, killed 11,000, I believe, 200 people. But this new outbreak in the east of the DRC is on track to dwarf the one that sparked panic earlier this summer. The Ministry of Health has confirmed 13 cases of Ebola in the North Kivu province. That borders Uganda and Rwanda. And then they say another 25 are probable. A further 5 probable cases have been noted in the Ituri province that also borders Uganda and shares the crossing with South Sudan. Officials are currently testing 33 other suspected cases in the laboratory to either confirm or exclude it. Now, this is interesting. We were told that that Ebola has about an 80 to 90% morbidity and mortality. According to this article, they say it kills 50% of people it strikes. I think it's higher than that. 3 healthcare workers have been struck down by Ebola already. One has, or have been struck with Ebola. One has recently died. And they say an unsafe burial of a 65-year-old Ebola sufferer triggered the latest outbreak. She was buried, and members of her family began to then display symptoms of the virus. Then 7 of them died. Most of the cases have been recorded in the district of Mangina, 18 miles west of the city of Beni. I know, I thought of Step Brothers too when I heard that. They say, but healthcare workers have been told they will have to navigate their response among more than 100 armed groups. So, they're going to start the vaccinations just like they did the Ecuador province, right? They have to, be a little bit more expeditious about following up on cases and making sure people come in and get treatment. But it's kind of frightening that we're leaving it up to the country to tell us. You know, obviously they want to keep it under wraps. I don't blame them. I would want to keep it under wraps because, I wouldn't want to as a doctor. But if I was worried about tourism, I was worried about the economy, and I knew that the media blows everything out of proportion. And West Africa, isn't it the size of the United States? You know, so when you hear that there are, let's say, 5 cases or 3 cases of Ebola in West Africa, right? People think the whole entire continent, they think the whole southern hemisphere is infected. And you're like, we're just talking a few cases. So I get how, you know, they want everyone to kind of calm down. But still, you know, apparently there was one case of Ebola during the 2014-2016 pandemic. There were 4 cases in the U.S. One died. We knew of Thomas Duncan. That was in Texas. But there were 4 cases, although I believe those were people that traveled back to the United States. Mali had 8, the UK had 1, Senegal had 1, but Nigeria had 20, Liberia had 10,600, Sierra Leone had 14,000, and Guinea had 3,800 back in the 2014-2016 pandemic. So we need to be very careful in the media, because when an outbreak happens, nobody wants word of that getting out. Like, look what happened with McDonald's and Chipotle. Everybody's talking about McDonald's and Chipotle. There were a few salads that might have had to be involved in the recall. And I get it did affect multiple stores. And they said, well, maybe 400 people got sick. And we want to hear about this. As consumers, we want to hear about it. But other people will extrapolate that to, okay, no, don't get a Big Mac over there. Or don't get a cheeseburger. They have an outbreak. They may be right to think that. I mean, if some of the, food that they've served possibly could have been contaminated. I don't blame you for being concerned that it could also be other food as well. But many times it's not. It just affects one small sliver of the whole restaurant menu, and it ruins business for, every other franchise that was careful. So people like to lay low. You know, there was a restaurant that did tapas here where I live in Las Vegas, and it was a damn good restaurant. It was delicious. But I think 1 or 2 people got sick, and they're closed. They're out of business. I mean, the location on my neck of the woods. And it just, that's all it takes once the media takes hold. So my concern with that is, you know, they're saying, no, only three people. Yeah, you have other sources going, no, we're looking at 33 who've died already in the last 2 weeks. You're like, whoa, okay, somebody tell us, what is it? Well, that's why we have watchdogs, that's why we have, but then on the other end, we don't hear that these are actually Ebola cases. They're suspected. So the media, right, I mean, like, look at the title of this article. The title of this article is 33 Fear Dead in Fresh Ebola Outbreak. Now, that title of that article is correct. Nothing that I, you know, yeah, we have 33 fear dead in fresh Ebola outbreak, but that's not saying those 33 have Ebola. So you see that, you're like, oh my gosh, there's an Ebola outbreak and multiple people have died. That's what the average reader gets from that. In the Democratic Republic of Congo. So, just look at the news and look at the way they word things. You know, like that, I was talking about beards. We opened today with the feces and the beard. And so you should have seen some of the titles of articles out there. You know, your beard has poop on it. Well, no, it doesn't. There was a study that swabbed men's beards. Maybe your particular beard is clean because you washed your face in the shower. You know, so 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Flavored hookahs are not safer than cigarettes. And they're saying that hookah smoking, which is getting a lot more popular among the youth, can lead to heart attack and stroke. Researchers from the University of California, Los Angeles, have found smoking hookah for 30 minutes resulted in the development of cardiovascular risk factors similar to that of cigarette smoking, thereby implying that smoking hookah could be just as bad. They looked at heart rate, blood pressure, arterial stiffness, blood nicotine. They looked at exhaled carbon monoxide levels. And these were 48 healthy young hookah smokers before and after 30 minutes of smoking. And one single session upped their heart rate by 16 beats per minute, also increased their blood pressure, caused increased stiffness. And so you have tobacco flavored with fruit, candy, alcohol flavors. And so hookah is kind of like, it's flavored tobacco. Some people really like that. And so that's kind of why vaping got its big start and push. You know, people wanted a non-cigarette form. The only thing is if hookah still have tobacco, then unfortunately you're getting all the crap associated with that. So, Mary Rezhana, a lead researcher, says our findings challenge the concept that fruit-flavored hookah tobacco smoking is a healthier tobacco alternative. It is not. Now, cigarette usage is declining. We're doing a great job with that. But we're vaping more and we're hookahing more. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.